We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for your dirt, but first check on your weather. Sunny and windy, 26 for the high today. And this dirt brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can save 20/20 by the end of 2020 with a great savings account for as little as about $40 a week. Visit pvcu.org for details. So what is up, Dina?
Not sure we're quite ready for this, but Kylie Jenner may be getting ready to host her own con, her own convention.
Kylie Con?
Kylie Con.
Oh.
With a C, she trademarked it. With a K, she trademarked it. And Kylie Museum, she also trademarked as well.
Even with the letter L.
Beginning,
which is a little odd.
So, yeah, so we are thinking this is on the way. It would be more like a mimicking of BeautyCon, you know, where all you have all these beauty gurus and influencers, brands and all that stuff.
The thousands of people that make her look good every day.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're all there.
In the meantime, Kylie and her sister Kendall Jenner have been slapped with a lawsuit over, believe it or not, the lace on their underwear. Clauber Brothers, Inc. says that the Jenners used their copyrighted lace patterns. Did not know that was a thing.
Wow.
On their underwear.
Clothing with holes in it? How can you copyright that?
How do you get a trademark?
There's lace designs.
Yeah.
And they are trademarked.
Lots of designs. Wow. I've trademarked many lace designs.
Have you?
No. Yeah,
I don't want to hear about your underwear, though.
The Clauber Brothers have come after him, too. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
So they want every dime
after them.
Made off the items. Does Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner have to worry about Parks and Rec actress Aubrey Plaza making a move on her man?
What happened?
Well, nah.
She was so happy in a relationship.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're good. It's all right. Aubrey's been sliding into Sophie's husband Joe Jonas's DMs. But the thing is, it's fine. Aubrey admitted the only reason she did it was to get into a Jonas Brothers concert.
Yeah.
She was on Ellen. She said, I DM'd Joe, and I was like, I know you don't know me, but I want to take my sister to your concert for her birthday, and would you let us in? And so they hooked her up, and she said they were awesome.
I don't think he would do that if I tried that.
No, no. I think he, like, blocks you from his
DMs.
Yeah,
you get no direct messages to him. Sorry.
I also complain about his lace.
You know, there's such a thing as TMI.
Mm. What?
There is. Lopez. Reese Witherspoon, you know, she and Beyonce have this new friendship after she had kind of mooched some of Beyonce's champagne Golden Globes Awards show. And then Beyonce and Jay-Z sent her a whole case of it, which I thought was really nice of them, plus some flowers. And then now Reese is telling us that she sent her a whole bunch of clothes. Beyonce sent her a whole bunch of clothes for her new Adidas line.
Holy cow.
Yes. What is happening
here? I don't know.
I mentioned that delicious champagne. We still have yet to get our case.
Didn't get it.
I know. She was like, weird. Hey, somebody told me this big package is arriving. Let's go see what it is. And she opened it up to see the full collection of Beyonce's fashion line. But before you get jealous.
Oh, holy cow. Yeah.
You haven't seen the outfit she was modeling. I mean, she can have
it.
She can have it. I mean, you know, like when you run up to a Velcro wall and you jump on it?
Yeah.
It looks like one of those.
Oh, well, I love those.
Does Beyonce have a return policy? Is it free returns like Amazon?
Don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe not if you get
it rude
for free.
To send it back?
I don't think she's.
Donate it.
There's a trade-in, no. All right, so we got some Super Bowl news for you. It looks like Demi Lovato is going to be performing the national anthem
at
the Super Bowl, so that's kind of cool.
Another reason to watch.
And a commercial you're going to be looking out for is Cheetos. They haven't been on a Super Bowl commercial in over 11 years, but they're coming back, and they've decided to team up with MC Hammer. So they're going to be doing this little thing where they take him back to Oakland in 1989 when he was in the process of songwriting, and he's eating a bag of Cheetos in front of a piano, but when he goes to play, he realizes he can't touch the keys because his hands are covered in Cheetle, which is now the official name for that orange dust on your fingers.
Right.
Thus, as the legend goes,
you know,
"You Can't Touch This" was born.
I love that. I can't touch the steering wheel while I'm eating and driving. That's the worst part. And then when you go to meet somebody, you have it all over your hands and you shake.
Yeah.
That's what he tells the officers when he gets pulled over anyway.
Yeah.
You can't touch this.
That's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff than Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Watch your savings add up and well save 2020 by the end of 2020 with as little as $40 a week. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
Ariana Grande facing a lawsuit over her hit Seven Rings. So if you like the song, You might be a little nervous to hear you may never hear it again if this guy Josh Stone gets his way. He's an artist who goes by Dot, and he claims Ariana's song is a ripoff of his song, You Need It, I Got It. He says he wrote it 2 years before Ariana's song was recorded, and specifically the part he's talking about is her lyrics are, I want it, I got it. I want it, I got it. While his lyrics are, you need it, I got it. You want it, I got it.
Oh, very close.
What? These are not.
Very close.
The
but
hooks
it depends.
Are the same.
But if, okay, is it
the
really
hooks
close?
Are the same?
Okay. They are.
As long as it sounds the same, not
the
just
delivery
the words.
Is the same. It's yeah. not just the words, right. but the delivery
it's
is the
like
same.
It's not like it just has the word what want in it.
I know.
Right. Like that. You know, it's a little bit more,
can't
I guess.
Can't steal that.
I mean, he says he met with executives and producers at the same companies that published her songs.
Oh, wow.
Like Seven Rings 2 years ago. So there is a lot of, you know, to support his claims.
A lot of coincidence there.
He's looking for the profits from her song, and he wants her song pulled. So like I said, if you like
forever?
Forever.
I mean, it's kind of too late.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, once it's out, you would think it's out.
I don't know.
The horse out of that gate.
Huh.
It's done.
Put it back in the Disney vault or something. The 26th annual...
Shove everything in there.
26th annual Screen Actors Guild Awards happening Sunday in the TV categories. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel leads the pack with 4 nominations. I do like that show. It's got Rachel Brosnahan, Alex Bornstein, and Tony Shalhoub also up for awards.
Oh, Tony is awesome. Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio presenting the Lifetime Achievement Award to Robert De Niro. And in the movie categories, Bombshell, the Fox News drama, leads the pack with 4 nominations, followed by The Irishman and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And also, the late Luke Perry will be honored with a posthumous SAG Award for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So I do have the categories online if you want to check out who is nominated in TV and movies. And there's a show Lopez and I watch, Up the Creek, we'll call it.
Oh, yeah. Something Creek?
Yeah. A lot of them got nominated. And what?
Shed?
Yeah, something like
I'm
that.
I'm just replacing the
Shed
word. I'm sorry.
Creek, sure.
Oh, Shed's Creek. Creek. Sure, yeah, we'll go with that.
Not bad.
So I hope to see them
it's
win some awards.
One.
They're hysterical. Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Megro has been granted a restraining order against his ex, Jen Harley. She came to his house over the weekend, and he says viciously assaulted him. So according to TMZ, Jen found another woman's makeup in the trash, accused him of cheating, and then tried to stab him in the eye with the eyeliner she found in the trash.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Could be a deadly weapon. Anything could be a deadly weapon.
Ladies, you know, you can even stab yourself in the eye with an eyeliner. Mm. I mean, it's just, it happens,
yeah.
right? So, yeah, needless to say, the judge said she has to stay away from him. And former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Brandi Glanville says she's willing to take a lie detector test to prove that she and her fellow housewife Denise Richards were having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've heard these rumors going around, but according to Ace Showbiz, Brandi added in her tweet, let's be clear, I was not even the aggressor. So she says not only did they have an affair, but Denise was the one who came after her.
And it all makes for good television, right?
It
does. Lie detector. I mean, that's a show I would probably watch. Not that they're accurate 100% of the time, though. You never know.
So we'll have to see who is telling the truth, even though housewife Camille Grammer is backing up Denise, tweeting, it's not true. Someone's desperate for a diamond. All desperate for diamonds.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say I was having an affair with someone for it.
I don't know. Let's put you to the lie detector. Bring it in and make a good show.
Hook me up. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with some fun Hollywood gossip, all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can save 2020 by the end of 2020 with just about $40 a week. Watch your money grow. For details, call 733-2800. All right, so what's up, Dina?
All right, Rachel Brosnahan's costumes for the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. They're beautiful. I love the fashion. But creating Midge Maisel's look caused her great pain.
Oh.
She was appearing on The Late Late Show, and she admitted that she ended up with a corset-related injury.
She does have a really small waist on
Tiny
that show.
Waist.
Yeah.
And in the show, too, you see her, like, part of her thing is she always measures with a tape measure her thighs, her hips, her ankles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's her thing.
Okay.
And she says, we talk so fast on the show. And they do. To get all the words out, you really can't take very many breaths, and I think I wasn't breathing a lot, and I was a bit constrained, and apparently some of my ribs are sort of fused together. I can't take super deep breaths anymore.
Oh, so that's not good.
No, and we've heard stories about corsets doing damage to people. Like Emma Stone said her organs have been all moved around because of corsets she had to wear. Lily James, as Cinderella, she had issues with a corset, and Kim Kardashian, they've all talked about their troubles.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, but, like, ditch the corset.
Yeah, why are we still doing that?
I don't know.
You to watch the show, too. It's hilarious.
It is really
funny. The Marvel
funny.
Mrs. Maisel. I really like the show. It's hysterical. She does stand-up comedy. And
it's on
awesome.
The Amazon
I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Awesome show. Check it out. Jury selection is well underway in the Harvey Weinstein trial. When all was said and done yesterday, 7 people had been picked to hear the case. Gigi Hadid did not make the cut.
Oh, she was like didn't you say like one of 30-ish or something?
Yeah, like she was one of the only ones they did want. And she was dismissed early because, you know, with being a supermodel and all, they just figured there was going to be too much attention.
It's funny. It's like, why shouldn't you be on the jury? You're like, my name is Gigi Hadid.
I'm too pretty.
I'm out.
Too pretty. I'm too pretty for jury duty.
But in the meantime, another juror is facing a fine and possible jail time for tweeting about the case. He had made the initial cut. He showed up yesterday, was summoned by the judge, who gave him a copy of his Twitter feed and said, you better get a lawyer. You're coming back in March and you're facing up to 30 days in jail.
Wow.
But apparently the selection process is expected to finish up today. They might start things off on Wednesday.
People would want to be on that jury, too, because they could write a book after.
Oh, can you? I don't know. What are the rules?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think they come out with books.
Sure. Why not?
We told you yesterday about the Jonas Brothers working with their wives together again on another video, and that video is out today. It was officially released at midnight. It's What a Man Gotta Do, starring Nick, Joe, and Kevin Jonas with their wives. So we told you yesterday about how Nick and Priyanka Chopra, they do the Risky Business movie, and then you have his brother Kevin and his wife Danielle doing the scene from Say Anything. The one we were left out of the loop on was Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. Turns out their scene is from Grease.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, so what's also interesting is Matthew Modine stars in the video, and we couldn't figure out why. But also the Jonas Brothers are featured in their underwear a lot throughout the video, like Betidy Whiteys.
I pick interesting FYI. Movies, more interesting, like E.T. or something.
Oh,
you know, recreate a scene on a bike.
That'd be fun.
I think they
up
did
by
just
the
moon. Fine. We know Alicia Silverstone's got a very unique parenting style. You know how she, you know, baby bird feeds her son, things like that.
Pre-chews it. And, let's not get into it.
We're not going to get into that, but she recently shared how she gets her son to behave. So when her son, Bear, who's 8, misbehaves, instead of scolding him and reprimanding him, she says she redirects and corrects simply by saying, "No, thank you, Bear." And he says, "Okay." She says this is how you build respect and lead healthy lifestyles and avoid the terrible 2s and 3s. You know, I can see what she's saying.
No thank you?
Yeah, like if he's like, you know, hitting his sister or pulling hair or something, she would say, "Bear, no thank you."
I did that
with my kids sometimes, but it just confused them.
Does it work with
any respect.
Does it work with poop? Diapers? No thank you again.
I don't know if that's the same.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that's the Kellogg parenting style. That has not proven to work at all. That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.